forces always a way to protect yourself as we move into an astral, into the astral realm. So just see light going throughout your body, filling your body with light, light going everywhere. And then put your attention at your, on your chakra centers, and see all of your chakras now in perfect alignment, up your spinal cord, all the way up from the base of your spine to the top of your head, and even up through the top of your head to the soul star chakra, which is approximately 1 to 2 feet above. And see all 8 chakras now in perfect alignment. And there are actually 12 chakras, but for now, just focus on these 8. The 7 that are throughout your body, and then the 8th chakra that is just above your head. And see all the chakras not only in perfect alignment, but in their respective colors. And starting from the bottom up, the base of the spine, the first chakra, red. And the second, orange. And the third, yellow. And the fourth chakra, the heart center, the midpoint. See, that is deep blue-green. And just above the heart center, the high heart center that has become awakened again in all of the light community, as well as many others who are beginning in the awakening process. And see that as a magenta, beautiful magenta color, very high energy color. And the fifth chakra at the throat area, sky blue. And the sixth in the middle of the forehead, the ancient third eye center, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, which has also become awakened in the light community, as well as others who are beginning this process. And that is a brilliant, brilliant white. Pure white. And with the colors and the alignment of the chakras, also become aware of the spinning of the chakras, both clockwise and counterclockwise. And simply with your mind, if the chakras seem to be spinning somewhat slowly, speed them up. Or if the colors seem to be kind of muddied or not very intense, intensify them. Make them brilliant colors and spinning faster and faster. And now put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, the third eye, and energetically connect the two by sending energy from your high heart center to your third eye, sixth chakra, and back down around again to your high heart center. And as you send energy around and around and around, it forms a vortex of energy. And into that vortex of energy, feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, being pulled into that vortex. Feel yourself falling into that vortex and finding yourself now looking out through your third eye as if you, your conscious knowing self, as a little ball of consciousness or a little ball of light, is now looking out through your third eye. as a doorway or a window out into the astral world. Now, there are two ways to enter the astral world. One that most will use, that is through their third chakra, the solar plexus area. But that is not as beneficial or as safe as going out through your third eye, which is why we always recommend going through your third eye in this respect, in this process. So just allow yourself to go out through that doorway, that eye in the middle of your forehead, and find yourself in the astral realm around your physical body. So you are there in the third dimension, but you're also now moved into the fourth dimension of the astral world. And you can see your physical body sitting or laying there, and still know that you are a part of your physical body, but you're also separate from it. And then let yourself begin to rise up. You can step into your Merkaba light vehicle, your Merkaba if you wish, or you can just simply let yourself float up. Those of you that know about the Merkaba, it can always be a good thing, helpful to enter that and let yourself rise up in that. But if you are not aware of it, just simply let yourself rise up high up into the sky, past the clouds. Feel the sunlight as it penetrates the clouds. And keep moving up until you've passed to the Earth's atmosphere. Now you're aware of all of our ships out here and all of the planets of the solar system. And as you look back down, look at the Earth, see the Earth now from our viewpoint, how we see it, and notice the energy within the Earth, within Gaia. You don't see the darkness that people feel there on the planet. You see the light. We see the light. We see the lights of all of the people on the planet, all of the life forms on the planet, and how light is increasing on the planet. And as light increases, so too does consciousness and vibration increase as well. And it's as if, as you look down, you can see lights coming on everywhere, almost as if as you were moving into a nighttime vision, and you see lights coming on in people's homes and buildings as the darkness seeps in. The same way now, see lights coming on in people everywhere. In mass humanity, of course not all, but many, many more. And if you were able to speed this up in terms of moving ahead into the future, which you can do in this respect, you can use what's like a speed lapse photography here, speed lapse camera, and see the time moving and see more and more lights as they come on as the time progresses. So you are looking both at the present moment and also getting a glimpse of the future now as well, as you see more and more lights coming on, until you see, as we are seeing, how eventually all will be light. Light will be everywhere, and there will be no more darkness. Now, if you would, become aware as you look down at the Earth, you look down at Gaia, and you become aware now of all of the power centers on the planet, all of the sacred power centers, the pyramids, the mountains, valleys, all the areas where what you would call as vortex centers or power centers, and they are all over the planet. And all of these are connected energetically. And you can see many that are churches and various buildings that have been erected in these places. And in one time, they were all positive centers of light. And then the forces of darkness overtook this grid and began to change it into their using their black magic and bringing darkness into the planet and pushing out the light. But now it is the opposite. The light is pushing out the darkness. The light is illuminating the darkness everywhere. And you see that happening as the grid, this Christ consciousness grid, crystalline grid, if you will, is connecting up again with light connecting across all of these points and creating points of light across the entire planet, all around the planet. You call it 1,000 points of light, but this is millions and millions of points of light all across the planet. Now, those of you that spoke of ascension symptoms as the ascension process is continuing on and on and on, and energies have been coming into the planet, as you have heard many times from many different sources, that these waves of energy have been coming into the planet, and those of you, the light workers, the light warriors, the ones that are anchoring the light here on the planet, have been taking these energies in more and more and able to handle them more and more, anchor them and work with them. And in the beginning, it was more difficult for you, but most of you are noticing now, even though the energies are becoming stronger and stronger, they are not affecting you as much. And you can look at this as you look at this particular virus that has moved across the planet and how it has affected those that are of lower vibration. And therefore, their immune system has been more compromised. But those of you that are of the higher vibration and continue to hold that higher vibration have little or no effect from this virus or any of the other fear tactics that are being used. Just as they continually have used these fear tactics, this programming, for eons of time, not only here on this planet, but in other areas of the galaxy as well. But that is all changing now. So feel these waves of energy coming in. And as you have done many times before, look out using your third eye now in your astral body as you are high up above the earth, looking down at the earth and seeing, also becoming aware of all of the ships out here and the planet. And let your gaze now, let your mind flow through the sun of this solar system and travel to the central sun of the galaxy and through that into all of this, become aware of all of the central suns of all of the galaxies in this universe and finally all the way to the universal central sun. And be aware of these waves of energy that have been emanating from this central cosmic source. and coming down through all of the central suns of the galaxies and into this central sun of this galaxy, and through it, and through this solar sun in your solar system, and to the Earth, wave after wave after wave, growing in intensity and higher and higher consciousness coming to the solar system and to the planet. And then finally, that great pulse of energy emanating from this central sun of the universe. See it coming now down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, into this, through the central sun of this galaxy, and through all of the planets of this solar system, and all of the heavenly bodies that are here, all of the ships, and coming down to the Earth, and striking the Earth as a pulse of energy, a beam of light, if you will, a flash of light. That going through your astral and your etheric bodies into your physical body and down through your physical body into the Earth, to the center of the Earth, and back up again, all the way back to the central sun of the universe. Just as you have been anchoring these energies, this light, that has been coming, you also will be anchoring and are anchoring the great solar flash as it emanates from the great central sun of the universe. And feel it now. Feel it as a tremendous energy, a flow of energy, a flow of vibration leading to higher consciousness. And higher consciousness now moving across the planet. So now as you are looking down, again as we are seeing, you see all of the lights come on in all of the beings across the planet. And again, wherever there was darkness, darkness is gone. The shadows have retreated into the light and are illuminated then by that light. And you, my friends, you are all of the light. You are emanating this light. You anchor it and have been anchoring it. Now you are sending it out simply with your thoughts. Every thought that you have, every positive thought that you have, brings light to the planet. Think about that. Every thought, positive thought, brings light. And yes, your negative thoughts also go out. And in some ways dissipate the light or bring the vibration down. But the thoughts are so much more positive from so many more of you now that you can only be bringing about the light and sharing the light. So see now the resultant effect of all of this light, and how with the darkness gone, what life will be like here in this planet, and in this solar system, and in this galaxy, as you yourselves can traverse the galaxy, not just in your mind or in your astral body, but in your physical forms as well. just as we are able to do in our ships and with our thought processes, so too will you be able to do when you have let go of all of the old programming, all of the old thought processes that have created the limitations that you still find yourselves in now. But that is all ending. So now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to drift back towards your physical body, from wherever you find yourself, come back to your physical form, merge your astral and etheric body back in to your physical form, but feel that light, feel that vibration, higher vibration, within your physical form now. And if there was anything that was holding you down before, anything that was bringing the old programming up within you, see that now as being gone. As you feel the light within you, literally, feel the light. And allow yourselves to come back now to a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar. And it is a pleasure for myself to be able to be here with you at this time, in this way. And in these special moments that you find yourselves in now, these moments before or as you are in the Great Awakening, but before the Great Awakening that comes with the rising of the new dawn, which is fast approaching you now. Some say it is to be in this next month. Others say it will be longer than that. I am not here to say when it will be, but that it shall be. There is nothing that can hold it back now. And what I am speaking of course, is the event, the solar flash that brings the event, the emanation of more light coming into the planet. That is what you are on the verge of now with this new dawn that is approaching. But as you have heard many times in your vernacular, you have heard it is always darkest before the dawn. And you are in that dark period now. So many of you have been mired deeply into the muck, into the darkness. But there is always that light within you that draws you back up again and again and again. No matter how many times you have fallen, you always rise back again. Rise back up into the light. Because you were born in the light. And you shall forever be within the light. You are not meant anymore in these times to be in the darkness. Those times are past for all of you. You have all moved through the many lifetimes where you found yourselves mired in that darkness. And in many respects, it was purposeful in those times. But now you are to be in the light and you are to bring the light. You are the light bearers and the light bringers. You are the bringers of the dawn. And just as you have done, many of you have done, time and time again, You have moved from system to system and busted those systems wide open, because with you is the light. You carry it. Just as you carry the Christ consciousness within you, all of you carry the Christ consciousness. And the more that you let it out, the more that the Christ consciousness shall return to this planet. This, my friends, is the second coming that you have heard of so many times within your various books, your Bible, and your other religious readings. This is that second coming, and you are in the midst of it right now. So allow yourselves to just be in the moment, because this moment you are in right now is the greatest moment of your lives here on this planet, and leading to an even greater moment after moment after moment. So again, see it from our eyes, from our viewpoint, as we look down, and we do not see the darkness. We see only the light appearing everywhere, the light penetrating through the clouds, even though they attempt as of yet to hold the light off from the planet with their various emanations into the clouds to hold back the sunlight. Think about what folly that is, that they could hold back the sun's rays and keep you from your ascension. They cannot and will not. Everything that has been foretold, again, in all of your various books, your spiritual books, is now coming to fruition, is now becoming just as it was meant to be, just as it was said it would be. Always it is up to interpretation. But you know, each one of you know, that the light is that interpretation. No matter what the words say, it is always and only about the light and higher consciousness coming back again to this planet, just as it was in the olden times, in your Lemurian and Atlantean times, and other civilizations here on this planet. All of that is returning. Atlantis and Lemuria, the consciousness of those times is returning again here. You will see the rise again of that consciousness, and are seeing that now. If you use your third eye and have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, that all is not as it appears to be. And that information that is coming from your mainstream media is in the shifting process now as well. For they are finding that they cannot continue to hold on to the old ways, to the old programming. They cannot continue to bring that programming to you as propaganda, for that is the old plan. And the new plan will not allow for that. So even your mainstream media will either turn to the light or will be extinguished by the light. Know that. Know in these moments yet ahead, everything is in the process of shifting, and the great divide that is leading to this great awakening and continuing to create this great awakening is right here, right now, in these moments, after moment to come. I am Ashtar, and as always, it is my pleasure to be able to be with you and to share with you and to bring a slightly different perspective, maybe, than you have heard from some of the other sources. Again, as we look down and we see not the darkness, but the light spreading across the planet. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om greetings to you. One who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue to take you forward through this amazing times that you are in right now. Many of you are beginning to feel it and sense that something grand is coming. Something miraculous is just over the horizon here. And truly it is, as Ashtar has given, the new dawn is approaching. And it is approaching quite quickly, we will say here. So be ready. Be ready to welcome in the new light that is coming to this planet. And that, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, is a grand hint for you at this time now. Would you have questions here for One Who Serves and Shoshana? You can unmute. We always neglect to say this. You can unmute your phones now. We are ready for you to, we are ready to hear your cheery voices and to know that you are awake and alive out there. Is anyone awakened? Yes, there you are. There you are. Yes. Would there be questions from those of you?
Yes, dear one. This is Lorelei. Hello, dear one. So I've been curious. I've been hearing about a reset on the other side, on the side of the dark forces, I guess. They're talking about a reset, and some kind of global reset in terms of, you know, the central bankers and whatnot. And we have always heard the term of the reset in terms of the light forces, in terms of the RV and all of that. So I'm trying to understand what they mean by a reset versus what the light forces in the RV means by a reset. Can you give us some more information?
This is an idea where they have taken the wording from the light forces and turned it around for themselves to think in terms of a great reset here. But their idea of a great reset is not the idea of the forces of light, certainly, and not that what shall be here, because their idea of a great reset is to continue to hold control over the entire planet and even create more control. Their reset is more control and more control and more control, whereas the global currency reset that you have heard of is completely a different thing. It is a process of bringing balance to the planet here, to the population of this planet. It is a process of bringing light to wherever there is darkness. That is a different type of reset. And the global currency reset is what the forces of light, your alliance, your President Trump, all have in mind here. And not only here in this country, but in many of the countries across the planet are a part of this global currency reset that is in process now, even as we speak here. Not that it will come into fruition immediately here, but it is coming, and it is coming as a part of the entire process of the awakening that is happening here. Okay, Shoshana, you have anything you add? Different perspective?
We agree that the forces of darkness have commandeered the term, and that is why it's a confusing thing now. But it is, as you explained so well, it is completely different. Namaste.
Yes. There has been many occasions where they have done this similar thing here and turned something of the light to their for their purposes, for the darkness. But that is, again, coming to an end here because there will be no more darkness. Would there be other questions here?
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
I asked a question last week. It was regarding the premier of our province. I had seen him in handcuffs and then as dressed up as Santa. I asked if, my question was whether you saw him that way or not. But my question right now is, you asked if it was a dream or a vision, and I wondered if your answer would be different depending on whether it was a dream or a vision I had in a journey.
It is not so much different. What you are experiencing may be a sense of precognitive dreaming or vision here that you are having. We cannot say directly whether any one or other is in the process of being incarcerated or finding themselves being arrested or anything of this nature. We cannot do that because there are so many out there that are in this process right now in various ways. Not that they have been taken off in handcuffs in front of the entire populace. That may or may not happen as much as you might like to see, you see. But it is all in the process right now of happening at many levels. First, there needs to be the ones that are at the lower levels of expression within the darkness. And these ones are being rounded up now, you might say, and taken into custody. Many, many have. But your ones that are the more, what you would call the popular ones, the ones that have a name for themselves here, they are in the process of also being arrested and being taken off planet, perhaps. But it is not something that you are going to see directly yet. But that is also coming. So it is, again, it is a process here of an awakening that is occurring here. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, as you requested a explanation for vision versus dream, they are very, very similar. The difference simply is that one comes to you when you're conscious third-dimensional mind is active, and the other comes to you when you are, your third-dimensional mind is inactive, and your unconscious and subconscious mind are giving you the information. So whether you see what you saw in a dream or a vision, both perspectives are valid. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Thank you. That makes sense.
Any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. I wanted to know, I heard recently that the majority of our quote-unquote dear leaders, whatever they are, congressmen and things of this nature, senators and stuff, are actually break a reptilian or some other negative entity either controlling them or are them. Is that correct?
Even though we would like to be able to share answer directly with you on this, we cannot directly do that because that is interfering with their life purpose at this point. So we cannot say whether they are directly related to other civilizations that might be, whether it is Draconian or whatever it might be. We cannot come directly out and say this about them. But you know within yourselves, as you look at these various individuals, it is not so much what you see within them, it is what you feel within them. You can feel their energy, whether it is positive or negative, in a sense here, whether they are of the light or the dark. And if they are of the dark, and you feel that and you sense that, then it is likely that they are associated with those entities that you have just said here. And if so, then they will be the ones that will be eventually taken out of the picture here, we will say. Okay? Shoshana?
Thank you.
We will share. May we share?
Sure, thank you.
Dear sister, you find yourself in a human body, a human being body, occupying a space on a planet called Earth. Have you been another species prior to this? That is most likely. And many have had understandings of this and glimpses of this and dreams of this and don't quite understand this, but many have lived in other species bodies because the soul is a multidimensional entity that can occupy any body at any time it chooses to do so to experience what it needs to experience to further its journey into higher consciousness. Now, with that being said, the being that is living a life can decide to fall into the darkness or maintain the light or do both at different times of its existence, you see. There are many in governments that are corrupted. Their consciousness has been corrupted by power. So it does not matter what species they are. That is irrelevant. What is relevant here is that they have danced with what you call the devil. They have danced with the devil and made a decision to pursue darkness over light. This is a conscious decision of each being because they get a taste of something that makes them feel powerful, and they don't have a lot of humility, you see. So the species of the being is irrelevant if you can understand our position here. What is relevant here is whether they beat the drum to darkness or they look to the light for their process and their decision making. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It was more a sense of that it was another entity within them also than it was that specific type of entity. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's a dark entity of some sort or other.
Yes. And that is also true, dear sister, that those that have turned from the light open portals to their soul to allow others to infiltrate their consciousness and help them make poor decisions, you see. So that is accurate as well. Namaste.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here now? Anything further?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm I got on the call about 15 minutes late today, but I think I might have been the first one to mention ascension symptoms. And in particular, on November 11th, I woke up with panic attack out of nowhere. And it felt like it wasn't mine. And then I heard from some other sources that the great influx had hit the planet and the energies were very strong. Since then, I've been able to sort of manage the emotional ascension symptoms, but I'm still struggling with the physical symptoms. And the catch-22 in all of that is that when I feel so low and so poorly from the physical symptoms, it's very, very hard to have a lot of those positive thoughts, despite how hard I try. Do you have any suggestions for help?
We will share.
Yes, please do.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes.
There is a saying in your culture that says what you resist will persist. This is difficult, but what is happening to many beings is they resist what they are going through, so it comes back, and it haunts them, and it continues to come back. You must allow these symptoms to move through you with the understanding and the faith and the trust that they can move through you, that you will transmute them. You see, the reason you potentially keep having some of these symptoms is because you resist having them and you wish not to have them. So they can come back, you see. We hope we are making sense of this, but the truth is that the idea that what you resist persists is very important in this process. That you simply allow yourself to feel whatever you are feeling, knowing that it has a beginning and it has an end. It will not continue. Everything ends, and then something else begins, you see. So when a human has what you call a panic attack, there is a beginning and there is an end. What is in the middle is your decision to allow it to move through you, and it won't kill you. It will just simply move through you. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Can I just add one question to mine? One of my physical symptoms that I'm still feeling is weakness, and I have to try and overcome that because I have animals to take care of, and I have to kind of fend for myself in getting food and whatnot. So I'm not resisting. I don't understand what you mean by resisting. I'm trying to fight the weakness to be strong enough to get through the day.
Dear sister, may we continue?
Yes.
Dear sister, there are ebbs and there are flows. There are energy and there are rests. The weakness, the idea of fighting weakness is a resistance, you see. That is what we call resistance. What we would tell you to do is that if you are on this call now, you have enough strength to have this call and to speak up. So what we will suggest is that when any being feels weak, that you minimize your activities. Do only what you need to do and rest the rest of the time. You see, you have animals to take care of, but all they really need is for you to feed them, and they can lay upon the bed with you. They just wish to be close to you anyway. That is what an animal wishes for, is that they can feel the connection and be close to the one that takes care of them. So again, it is simple. You feel weak, so rest. Do minimal things, and your strength will be regained as you move forward in that process. Namaste.
And we would add here for not only this one who is asking this question, but for all of you to think about how your various, what they're called, the lockdowns, are attempting to keep people in their homes, out of being out with others and out from being out in nature and out in the sunlight, keep you in your homes. For what happens when you are kept in your homes? Your vibration decreases if you are not with others and if you are not out in feeling the life force around you. The life force tends to then fall. And that is the worst thing for you, to sit in your homes and do not be out in the sunlight. And they know this, and that is why they have done this, again, to attempt to hold back your ascension. Those ones that are had been in charge, we will say here, of this planet, are attempting to do everything they can to hold you back from ascension. They know about it, and they are doing, following their various plans that they have created to bring this about. Therefore, the blocking of the sun and the lockdowns in keeping you in your homes and the control using the masks and your 6-foot distance.
No hugging.
To keep you, yes, no hugging, no togetherness. They know all of this. But this is what you must fight. You must fight. You cannot go gently into the night. You must come back and fight here, because it is important for you to show the way. You are the way showers, people. You are the ones that came here to do this, to bust the system open. And now it is time to do that. Do not comply, as long as you are not hurting anyone else in the process. That is what you always must follow. You must always follow the golden rule here for yourselves. But do not allow for others to hold control over you. Do everything that you can to show the way. Okay? Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here? Any further questions? Then we will turn to your, we know there is one email question. Yes?
Yes. Yes. I was asked to ask this email question. Are the COVID lockdowns helping the Alliance with some of the arrests, such as taking them to Guantanamo, et cetera?
Yes, please do.
We apologize.
No, please do.
We wish to share on this. The leadership that is present, that is living by the light, the president that is presently the president of the United States, and other leaders in various stations, including some Congress members, mayors, there are certain people that are of the light, they understand how to use a negative and create a positive out of it. So these so-called lockdowns, they are playing chess. They are looking and saying, okay, this is a lockdown, and this is our opportunity to take advantage of this and move forward with the agenda that we have to eradicate the evil on this planet. So you see, they don't create the lockdown for that purpose, but they use it for their purpose. Namaste.
Very good. And you have a saying, you've taken the words right out of our mouth. Yes.
Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We do not have a message. We have a thought that everyone must continue to see the best outcome for all. The focus must be to wish for the best outcome, the highest spiritual outcome for all concerned, not just you, not just your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, but the best outcome for the entire planet. That is a big order, but one must ask and pray and wish for the most positive and loving outcome for the entire planet. Namaste.
Very good. And we just simply say, just as we were saying here, do not comply here. Do not allow for others to continue to hold control over you, and do everything that you can to show others that they do not need to be controlled either. For control and it raises to fear, and fear brings your immune system down, and your immune system leads to these problems such as this virus and things taking a hold. So again, they know this, and they have been working to create this fear, but do everything that you can to overcome it, and again, show the way. You are the way showers. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.